MGTOW men, welcome back. What's long overdue is giving a shout out to Justin Mikula and his podcast, Stoic Solutions. I was interviewed and had a chat with Justin regarding MGTOW on his podcast last month. He primarily focuses on Stoicism, as you can see in the title, and we recently recorded an episode together. Feel free to check it out. Check out his content. He has some both great interviews, some written content, some other various content regarding Stoicism. And he's interviewed guys far more seasoned, well-known than me, Massimo Pigliucci, Gregory Sadler, and I'll provide a link to his content in the description below and all of his other content links. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, Stitcher, Google Play, and so forth. So check it out. This past week, going on to the talk today, I've received a flurry of emails regarding this one thing, this feeling. Wow, MGTOW is resonating with me because things have added up. MGTOW is resonating with me because it's my nature. MGTOW seems like there is a DNA strand that has really been unearthed when I've heard other people talk about these things. And that is really what takes a lot of men from freedom from to freedom to. I think that a lot of men that stay within freedom from and don't go on to freedom to, they don't necessarily have that strand within them that's always wanted that freedom per se. They've wanted some other guide outside of them, which today is a lot of things that MGTOW men are leaving, obviously. And they're not willing to leave those things because of their own interests. They're primarily only willing to leave them because they want to be protected. And I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but I'm saying that there's often a difference between the MGTOW man that says, I felt this way since I was a kid, and the other one that says, maybe I was doing it reluctantly. But I want to talk about this idea of I thought this way as a kid, because I've gotten this email quite a bit. And MGTOW is new in the sense that there are words, there are terms. We've got MGTOW.com. We have a glossary. MGTOW is a feeling. It's in our minds. As a philosophy, that as a philosophy and living it out, that's not new whatsoever. And that's why the unstated community of MGTOW, the projection that I made the other day, 10 to 30 million men kind of living out this lifestyle without ever hearing of it, is far greater. Because in a sense, this isn't new. These terms, these ideas, Breifalt's Law, hypergamy, Nawalt, the Wall, all of these things have been created to help give greater clarity to what we're really experiencing now. That's why we have YouTube. That's why we have these content creators. As far as an internal feeling, though, all of these terms, that isn't new. We've just given terms to feelings and terms to actual things. We can now communicate better. And as a MGTOW brother said in a video recently, finally someone noticed this dynamic. I've thought about this ever since I was a kid. So I too have felt this way since being a kid. And the pieces just connected now. And the magic of MGTOW is hearing those words outside of your mind in order to verify that this life that you're living is being lived by other people elsewhere. And while we're trying to internalize as much as we can, this does help the fervor of going forward in the MGTOW lifestyle because, for example, I received an email from a 51-year-old the other day, and he said, there was a certain element of fear in going my own way. There was a certain element of fear going his own way, he said. And listening to this content from other people has helped him get over that. And the biggest thing about this is that it gives you the opportunity to learn from others and to see how one can better their life. That is what the MGTOW community, per se, is really adding as well. It's giving examples. It's giving proof. The unashamable life, proof of that, the freedom to life, what it looks like, and the MGTOW journey. Because I believe the MGTOW man and the men, they have felt this way since they were kids in many ways, in many senses. It's just that there's more opportunity for expansion now. And what I want to emphasize here was this thought that everything adds up as well. There's often one MGTOW aha moment, but everything adds up before then. There's no wasted time. There's no period of life that doesn't influence the MGTOW man's future and even the experiences as a kid, especially for me. And they add up. And I call them periods of our lives. They're little eras, as a fellow MGTOW brother did in a comment that he made recently. He said, I sometimes call them cold buckets of water truths, those realities that hit you like a cold bucket of water on the head. Ice bucket challenge. But after these truths hit you, you can see the ruin for what it is. The mirage is gone. And in the end, there's nothing of true value in the relationship. Whereas a blue pill man will look at a failed relationship with nostalgia. A MGTOW man will see a hellish nightmare that he escaped. It's a perspective thing. The loss of identity is a crushing blow that could have stolen many years from a man's life. Regaining the identity is a return to the right path. The journey of discovery that began from birth is continued. And I see my life from X year to X year. There's about a 9-year period that he mentions, 11-year period, in which I was married and in the relationship. They were considered lost years. I had some great times for sure. My son was born in X year and a daughter in X year, and they're absolute legends and great friends now that they are young adults. However, from X year onwards was the rediscovery, simply incredible times and the happiest years yet. I know he put this in a comment, but I just wanted to ensure his anonymity as best as I could. It didn't include the years. And going on to another comment. Some men indeed come to MGTOW after a divorce or breakup, looking for answers to questions. Some men are indeed disappointed, especially the older ones. And there's nothing wrong with that. They get to teach the younger men about what they've been through, so those younger men don't have to go through the same BS. A wise man is the man who learns from the mistakes of others. So the thing I want to emphasize going off of those comments as well is I speak to a varied group. As a result, I don't always know who I'm speaking to. First and foremost, I'm trying to speak out what I'm feeling. And for those of you who understand that I try to speak to the varied background and the varied minds, you'll see why I do that. Some question the methods, some question the topics, and some don't feel like the topics resonate with them. But some men are coming to MGTOW unsure about it. Some men are coming to MGTOW depressed. Some men are coming to MGTOW curious. Some men have been living MGTOW out longer than I've been alive. How am I supposed to know that? The thing is, there are certain sense of shared truth amongst MGTOW men that pretty much any of the content that's put out there can be related to in some sense. Everyone's past is different in MGTOW, and in this difference I've also felt is the strength. Orangello, who is another MGTOW content producer, he hasn't made too much content lately, but he was one of the older content producers, in some sense I believe he published content around 2010 and 11 about MGTOW, and he talks about one of the strengths of MGTOW being decentralization. I firmly believe in that. I agree with that. Some are aiming to go off the grid into Ghost. Some are aiming to work at a Fortune 500 and Ghost in plain sight. It varies from person to person. But what I know, some of us have come to MGTOW because of our DNA. Some are predisposed to be more of a simp. Some of us have come to MGTOW because of our past. Some of us have come to MGTOW because of observation and common sense. It's all three for me in some sense. For me, it's a combination of faith, experiences, my life goals, my upbringing, how I even went through high school and college. That is a time for men to actually see hypergamy in full bloom, and one of the things that I'm truly grateful for. So as a person that has a penchant for observing power structures and kind of natural social organization between groups of people and many societies like a high school, that time of my life is when I soaked in the message of a fleeting relationship, breakups before college, the overwhelming power of hypergamy illuminated in the bad boy, the athlete, the daddy's BMW quarterback. Mind you, I was not some incel TFLer ever, but I did hit puberty late, and that gave me all the time in the world to avoid the drama in high school and to observe the drama and the chaos and to see it from the outside looking in. And that is one of the elements of things adding up, being able to step outside and to observe. That was a different experience than my own experiences in the dating game, but both of them were used in some way to bring me to where I am today. And yes, that is combined with the certain amount of DNA connection to MGTOW that I touched on before too. And I want to reflect on this particular element of my pre-MGTOW path and grooming today. I didn't hit puberty until about sophomore or junior year of high school. I was nearly 17. I grew about 11 to 12 inches within about 14 months or so. And the thing is, for a lot of those guys, they can say they had interest from girls throughout this time and before puberty, but the interest innately increases once you finally start to get armpit hair. Just what happens. But by now, advancing through middle school, halfway through high school, observing other people before me, family members, I had seen what relationships were. I had seen what was valued, and I saw what a game, the courting phase, the popularity accumulation looked like. I had seen all of this. I let go of this. What was the point? I can't show you one. Never dated, never went to prom, never went to class celebrations, never went to homecoming, did my thing, stayed away and observed. That was my education in the classroom. And the important thing to emphasize here is this is not a certain story about bitterness. There was no bitterness there. This was a willing decision. Many MGTOW men are naturally passionate about other things that don't include going to that homecoming celebration. They're passionate about other things. It's a difference in DNA. It's a difference in passion. And it all adds up and brings men to MGTOW. And that was the education. For some people, the education in the classroom is one thing. You need some real practical experience in bringing you to MGTOW as well, some dating blunders. For some, they needed observations. For some, they needed two marriages, another marriage, job loss, home foreclosure, loss of identity, whatever it was. But they're all coming to MGTOW. It's all different. We're all coming at it from different paths and different goals. The similarity is that we're in search of freedom too. What does your freedom to look like? Craft the freedom to according to what you think freedom to is. Do what you want with this new amount of time. Ponder about it. Think about it. And as you continue to learn more in MGTOW, that is the goal that you're trying to pursue. Maybe your freedom to can be informed in your freedom from experiences. I know it was for me. So thanks for those that field the topic and comments in the video today. If you have any other things to add to the testimonials that I'm putting together, hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.